Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 271. Today's topic of discussion is very important and at the same time little difficult even for medical people. Even being a doctor, I was not aware of the real mechanisms of developments of some very common medical conditions like a thyroglossal cyst, different types of goiter, etc. before learning GNM. Yes, we are going to take up a new organ today. It is thyroid ducts. In medical colleges, we were taught that thyroid is a ductless gland and the hormones of thyroid are released directly to the blood. Only with the knowledge of embryology, we can understand the development of the thyroid ducts and its function in the right manner. Originally, thyroid gland had ducts and they used it to carry its hormones into the ingoing and outgoing sections of the intestine. The thyroid hormones were required for metabolism of food, converting the nutrients to energy and disposing the feces from the intestine. As told many a time, the rupture of the gullet was an important event in the embryology, and after that, the external openings into the primordial intestine closed and the thyroid became an endocrine gland or ductless gland. Thereafter, the thyroxine produced in the thyroid gland gets delivered directly into the bloodstream through the remnants of the thyroid ducts. Earlier, we studied thyroid gland under the large heading of the organs controlled from the brainstem, where we learned the very common medical conditions like hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, etc. There we discussed the thyroid gland proper, consisting of intestinal cylinder epithelium, originated from the endoderm and therefore controlled from the brainstem. In the case of thyroid ducts, today's topic, we are going to discuss in detail about the lining of the thyroid ducts, and it is consisting of squamous epithelium derived from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. When we studied earlier the pharyngeal ducts, we learned that they are the descendants of the pharyngeal arches. Similarly, thyroid ducts are also descendants of the pharyngeal arches, also known as branchial arches. Remember here that in the embryo, all structures of head and neck are developed from the pharyngeal arches. There, the pharyngeal arteries give rise to the development of coronary arteries, coronary veins, aorta, carotid arteries, and subclavian arteries. Coming to the brain level controlling center of the thyroid ducts, the epithelial lining of the thyroid ducts is controlled from the premotor sensory cortex part of the cerebral cortex. There is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ because the thyroid ducts are derived from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. That means the right thyroid ducts are controlled from the left half of the frontal lobe and the left thyroid ducts are controlled from the right cortical hemisphere located in the frontal lobe. Another point to remember is that the brain relays of the both the thyroid ducts and the pharyngeal ducts are shared. That means when the DHS occurs, depending on the intensity of the conflict, either thyroid ducts or the pharyngeal ducts will be affected. That point will become clear when we study the biological conflict linked to the organ thyroid ducts. Please attend well. The biological conflict linked to the thyroid ducts is a female powerless conflict or a male frontal fear conflict depending on a person's gender laterality and hormone status. Remember the biological conflict linked to the pharyngeal ducts also here, where we learned earlier with detailed explanation of the frontal fear conflict then. When we think about powerless conflict, it can be considered as related to any kind of imposition, external control or decision made over one's head. This powerless conflict may be interpreted as a feeling helpless. This may be explained by a person as, there is nothing I can do about this, or my hands are tied, etc. Let us learn it again in details. A right-handed male with normal hormone status and with a frontal fear conflict will have his left thyroid ducts affected. A left-handed male with normal hormone status and a frontal fear conflict will have his right thyroid ducts affected. A right-handed male with low testosterone status and with a powerless conflict will have his right thyroid ducts affected. A left-handed male with low testosterone status and with powerless conflict will have his left thyroid ducts affected. Similarly, a right-handed female with normal hormone status and with a powerless conflict will have her right thyroid ducts affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and with powerless conflict will have her left thyroid ducts affected. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and frontal fear conflict will have her left thyroid ducts affected. Lastly, a left-handed female with a low estrogen status and a frontal fear conflict will have her right thyroid ducts affected. You must have noticed that with the left-handers, the conflict is transferred to the other brain hemisphere. We will again discuss these biological conflicts when we will study frontal constellations under the large heading of schizophrenic constellations later. Friends, we break here today to continue Global Genome Health Tips tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.